We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Alrighty, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Thursday, everybody. Let's check out some temperatures around the state. Looks like Cheyenne and Tipton, you guys are tied for the coolest temperature at 79 degrees. 81 at Arnett, 85 at Alva. 81 at Weatherford and 80 at Altus out here in the panhandle of Texas, 80 at Lipscomb, 80 at Canadian, 83 at Dozer, 74 at Wellington, nice temperature, 79 at Odell. And wait, we got more weather coming up. I'm going to do a segment later on in the show, thanks to a listener up there by Cheyenne. We're going to talk a little bit about Lake Optimum up there in the panhandle of Oklahoma. One of the big jokes of the Corps of Engineers, Army Corps of Engineers. Failures, not jokes. Failures. So anyway, we'll talk a little more about that because I'm curious to see how much water came into it yesterday from Beaver River. See what's going on with it up there. So anyway, first, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Wheat futures were lower overnight as trading resumes after a one-day pause and favorable conditions in the global growing areas. I don't think these people at Kansas City and Chicago should take a day off in the middle of the week. I was looking at the current market and it don't look good on everything today. About 49% of the U.S. winter wheat crop was in good or excellent condition at the start of the week, up from 47% a week earlier and 38% at the same point last year, according to the Department of Agriculture. The harvest is well ahead of schedule with 27% of the crop already in the bin versus 12% a week earlier and the prior five-year average of 14%. U.S. spring wheat is off to a good start, was 76% rated good or excellent as of Sunday. That's up from 72% 7 days earlier and well ahead of the 51% that earned top ratings a year ago. 4% of the crop is headed versus the average 7% for this time of the year. Rainfall is expected in parts of Europe, which is forecast to boost wheat prospects in parts of France and Spain. And precipitation in Canada will boost conditions in southern Alberta and Saskatchewan, said Don Kinley, an agriculture meteorologist for Maxar. More rainfall will be needed in parts of Canada, however, to offset long-term dry weather. Wheat futures for September delivery fell 6.25 cents to 592.75 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, and Kansas City futures declined 6 cents to 603.75 cents a bushel. Corn futures were down overnight as well, 2.5 cents to 465.25 a bushel. Soybeans for November delivery lost 4 cents to $11.28 a bushel. Soy meal fell $3 to $3.42.20 a short ton. And soy oil gained 0.18 cents to 44.62 cents a pound. Corn imports into Mexico are expected to rise amidst lower than average domestic production and improved demand for animal feed, according to the USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service. Mexico, the biggest buyer of U.S. corn, will purchase 22 million metric tons of grain in the 23-24 marketing year. This started in October, the agency said in a report. If realized, that's up from 21.1 million tons a year earlier. Imports in the 24-25 marketing year will increase to 22.2 million tons, according to the USDA. Corn production in Mexico is in its current marketing year is seen at 22.7 million metric tons. That's down from 28.1 million a year earlier. In 24-25, that's expected to rise to 25 million tons due to increased planting and a return to more average rainfall than in the current year. Harvested area in the current marketing year fell to 6.1 million acres, or 15.1 million acres, and compared to 6.9 million last year. In 24-25, Mexican farmers will harvest about 6.4 million. Planting is underway in several parts of Mexico for the spring, summer, corn cycle. Producer expectations are for La Nina to conditions to bring more than average precipitation. Maybe that tropical storm that's hitting the Mexican and Texas coastlines, maybe that's what they're talking about. Get some more rain. Let's see here. Weather in our farm belt. Flood warnings and watches have been issued for several counties in southeastern South Dakota, southwestern Minnesota, and northwestern Iowa. According to the National Weather Service, rainfalls overnight totaled as much as 4 inches, causing already saturated soil to flood. Area creeks and streams are running high and could flood with more heavy rains. Hot weather is forecast for much of northern Indiana and Ohio, with temperatures rising as high as 102. According to the National Weather Service, extreme heat and humidity will significantly increase the potential for heat-related illnesses, particularly those working or participating in outdoor activities. And looking at our Long Ranger for western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle, next week looks like a lot of week at triple digits already. So anyway, be prepared. A lot of work going out on the farm and ranches right now, so please drink plenty of water. Take a break. Most of all, take care of your animals. Check your water regularly. Doesn't matter whether it's your dogs, chickens, horses, cattle. It doesn't matter. Please, please, please take care of your animals. They are important to your life as far as income and your pets or your buddies. And so anyway, we'll see how all that goes. We got today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. And we got that going on. And I wanted to share this with you. Let me see here. There's coming up this Saturday, there's a Beckham County 4-H fundraiser, noonish around the Red Dirt at the Red Dirt Shooting Club there on the north side of Sayre on, what is that, 283. Make a break shotgun and sporting clay type of contest. It's fast paced and entertaining for all. $15 entry fee plus $10 per pool play round. You can enter and play as many pool play rounds of 16 shots as you desire and time allows. We will take the top 8 pool play scores and do a single elimination bracket for a champ. This is open to anyone that wants to come out and play and shoot shotguns. That's coming up noonish. I love Monty Tucker, him and Paul Hightower. They got they're both legends out here in western Oklahoma. But anyway, noonish. You guys get that? Noonish. The Red Dirt Shooting Club there, north of Sayre. It is a fundraiser for 4-H, and most importantly, got to support our 4-H people. So, anyway, the Penny News is out, the new Penny News. Well, of course, I went straight for the Atwoods advertising deal in the middle of it. You guys, you need to be heading to your local Atwoods. There's some items that's caught my attention, and I'm going to share this. And Atwoods doesn't pay me to talk about them. But you know how we all are. We like our Atwoods and our Tractor Supply. But Atwoods here, the buy of the week is the 12-ounce can of the R134A refrigerant. It's is down $3 a can. It's $6.99 a can right now. And it is summer, and it's pretty important to have AC in one, no matter what you're operating. So anyway, that's Brian's buy of the week. Well, there's a couple other things that caught my attention. Let's go with the DEF fuel. 2.5-gallon diesel exhaust fluid, 2.5 gallons, is normally $8.50 down to $6.99. Get you some of that. And then, lo and behold, it is grilling season, and they have a Blackstone, the 36-inch griddle with a hood, with all the good stuff in there, according to this picture and the deals, save $100. It's from $500 down to $400. That's a good buy on a Blackstone if you want to get a good Blackstone going. So anyway, those caught my attention in our new released Penny News this morning, come out on all the shelves. So anyway, more on the Penny News coming up. I'll check out the Today in Ag page and see what's happening with that. So let's go ahead and take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. And when I come back, I'll have your Lipscomb's Dealerships Ag Market update. And we'll see what happened at Hobart yesterday at Stockyards and some other stuff. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside, and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance, is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre, and we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb. Good people. Great deals in Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back here at the Gabe Gadget Mesonet Center in our studio. It's 81 degrees, 81.1 to be exact, 62% humidity, and the winds are out of the, south, 3.5 miles an hour, but out here in the panhandle of Texas. McLean, you are, let me make sure this is refreshed, please. Yep, I guess it was. 77 degrees, humidity 62, dew point 63. The winds are out of the south at 9 miles an hour. Peak wind gusts so far today, 22 miles an hour. Man, it was nice this morning. I got up, went out the high tunnel at daybreak, and it was just calm, nice. The dogs were loving it, running around crazy. Anyway, month-to-date precipitation in McLean, 1.96 inches of rain, 8-inch soil temperature, 79 degrees. That is your ag weather update for the panhandle of Texas. All right, let's go to the Lipscomb's ag market update. Let's see what's happening. Don't look too good for nothing, really. Except milk, which is a good thing. July corn, 441 down 9. September, 445 down 10 and a quarter. Soybeans for July, 1158 down 15 and a half. August, 1141 down 15. Soybean meal, July, 359.20 down $5.40. A short ton, August, 345.90 down 5. Soybean oil, July 44.07 down 23, August 44.32 down 18. Hard red winter wheat, no bueno, July 5.92 down 8 and a quarter, September's 5.99 down 10 and three quarters, and cotton is just hanging tough in there for July at 71.01. Sugar, see how sugar daddy's doing. He's losing money. He should have sold all that a month or two ago when it was at 21, 22 cents a pound. Now it's at 18.89 a pound, down 3. Oil from West Texas, July, 82.31, up 74. And natural gas is down 14 at 276. And then let's see, the S&P and the NASDAQ, according to this, deal's in the red, and looks like the Dow's up nicely. And then we got live cattle, June, 186.97, down, or up 30, sorry. August, 181.95, down 15. October's 183.47, down 40. Feeder cattle for August, 259.37, down 57. Just changed on me. Actually, now it's down 47. September feeders, 260.77, down 35. October's 261.45, down 52. Lean hogs, July, 92.27, down 150. And August is 89.45, down 212. And I think that's it. Milk's up 3 at 1988. So, all right. Let's see here. Let me go to my phone here. Let me go to Hobart. Stockyards. There we got them. All right. Let's see what happened yesterday. And let's see here. We got 3 to 4 weight steers up to 397.50. 4 to 5 weight steers up to 365. 5 to 6 weights up to 277. Same with the 6 to 7 weights. And the 7 to 8 weights was 245. And 8 to 9 weights was 240. Nope, let me back up. fine print here. Let me, I need to correct the 7 to 8 weights. 7 to 8 weights were up to 265, and the 8 to 9s were up to 245. The little girls, where's the girls at? Here we go. 3 to 4 weight ladies was up to 322.50. 4 to 5 weights up to 285. 5 to 6 weights up to 255. 6 to 7 weights up to 252.50. 7 to 8 weights, 211. And 8 to 9 weights, 210. Let's see here. Where's the cows at? There's the cows. We have, looks like they were ranging up to $1.63. And then pairs were bringing up to 26.50. Where's the bread? There's the bulls. There's the bulls. There's the bulls. Sorry, this is a really fine print that I'm looking at. And I'm trying to enlarge it and make sure I'm on the right deal. And it looks like bulls were bringing up to 174. So they looked like they had a pretty good sale at DeHobert Stockyards yesterday. I think everybody south of I-45, there's a few stragglers out there, but I think pretty much everybody's done with wheat harvest. I think they're getting Truducal and rye in the bin now. Hopefully, I'll be doing my show from my own Truducal field tomorrow. If the combines get there, the moisture yesterday kind of threw them off schedule, but whenever they show up, will be good with me. But if they do show up tomorrow, I will be doing my show from my own farm tomorrow. So we'll have a blast out there and see how that's going, because I got stuff to do out there. Anyway, my peanuts are looking great. My garden's looking awesome. I picked some more tomatoes yesterday, and they were averaging 12 to 14 ounces, almost a pound piece, going there. Looking good. Sweet corn's looking good. And again, just friendly reminder that unless I have a major mechanical malfunction between Saturday and Sunday morning, I will be out here at Steve's Diesel Service. I'm going to go back east, pick up a trailer load of sweet corn, and bring it out, and be selling it by the sack. And we'll be there from 10 o'clock Sunday morning till 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. That way, if you need to go to church or go eat breakfast or do something, you got time. That gives you a 3-hour window to come by, and it's first come, first serve. And I'll be there for 3 hours. If I have any left over, I'll head on over to Sayre, and I'll probably be at Southbound's parking lot there somewhere across the where their diesel pumps are north of the store. I haven't asked Ashley yet. Hopefully she's listening, and she texts me and says, yes, Jimmy, you can sell corn in the parking lot north of the store. But anyway, we'll see what's going on. Lots of corn going on. 4th of July is coming up. Hope you guys are storing up on your steaks and your hamburger patties and all that stuff. Things are looking good. All right, let's go ahead and talk about the Oklahoma Farm Bureau before we go to their break. As Oklahoma's largest general farm organization with members in all 77 counties, represented by 77 county farm bureaus, our works and efforts span all of agriculture as we work to ensure our state farmers and ranchers can focus on what they do best, growing and raising the most affordable, safe, and abundant food in the world. You can easily join the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau by dropping by their office in Cheyenne, or you can call them at 580-497-2579, or you can go online and check it out. OKFarmBureau.org. They do go to bat for us. All right, let's go ahead and take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Fracking, production, completion. We believe in a future where energy production goes hand in hand with environmental stewardship and innovation. Join us at the forefront of the oil and gas industry. Ensure your wells are not just productive, but also sustainable. WellWorks Energy, where energy meets innovation. Visit us at WellWorksEnergy.com or call today to learn more about our services and how we can support your operations. WellWorks Energy.
Y'all come to the party at Barbadice and Ford. Wednesday, June the 26th, we're celebrating 30 years in business and our 7th President's Award. David Droke with Payzone will cook prime rib sliders and smoked mac and cheese. And Surf Bar will serve up treats as well. Oklahoma State University's Abby Thomas and Bullet will be there. So will Pistol Pete and some surprises you won't want to miss. Help us celebrate our 7th President's Award for excellence in customer service and our 30th anniversary at Barbadice and Ford. Wednesday, June the 26th from 11 to 1. Next to the airport in Elk City, y'all come see us.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, big old shout out to Austin Metter. He said his feed hay is growing good. He sent me a Snapchat. He's checking cows and listening in on Jimmy Clark. All right, cool. Thanks, Austin, for listening in. When's your sister going to get home? See, she's probably a couple weeks into that deal already. So anyway, I miss her. Anyway, let's see here. Let's check out our Northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. Went with Arnett, home of the famous Lori Campbell. She's finally home from up there working on the Yellowstone Ranch, if I remember right. No, she's been up there at a horse deal there in Wyoming or wherever that was she was at. Anyway, she's back home safely. And I did see I don't know whether it was a TikTok or just a video on Facebook. She had to listen to Jeremiah sing all the way up there and back. It looked like he's not a bad singer, really, Lori. I mean, if he wasn't singing your favorite song, I'm sorry. But anyway, pretty cool. All right, Arnett, 83 degrees, feels like 84. Dew point 64, humidity is 53. The winds are out of the south at 9 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 1.72 inches of rain. Man, I bet the quail are getting after it up there. Anyway, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 83 degrees. Sunset at 9 o'clock. Partly sunny, 88 today. Mostly cloudy and 69 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and 90 degrees. I'd rather have 90 degrees and mostly cloudy than 90 degrees and sunny. But anyway, speaking of quail, I am getting reports of babies baby quail. So you county workers out there, no matter what county you're in, Texas or Oklahoma, you guys be careful when you're mowing. If you see quail, stop and go around them or do something. Go shoo them off. Don't be mowing up my babies. Anyway, stay away from the fence line mowing for, it's not even in July yet. So you guys just wait till August or September before you get that fence line mowing. I know you got to do the roadside mowing, but think of all that money us quail lovers are saving the counties by telling them to hold off on that mowing unless it's on a blacktop or a road to where safety is a factor. I understand that. And anyway, you see, the less you mow along the fence, the more grasshoppers they are. And the more grasshoppers they are, the more grasshoppers to feed the quail. So you got to look at it. This grasshopper deal can be a bad deal, but it can also be beneficial too. And anyway, did you guys know? I didn't know it until a buddy of mine texted me the other day that tarantulas eat eggs. I never even thought about it that way. Just another theory and where our quail are going. But they tarantulas can eat quail eggs, robin eggs, a whole nine yards. I did not know that. And they're migrating northwest right now towards Colorado for their annual mating season there. So anyway, that's why you've been seeing tarantulas out on the blacktops and gravel roads here lately. They're headed north to northeast or northwest, sorry. So we got that going on. All right, here's a bird flu update on for your cattle. Got to keep you guys in touch with it, whether you're a fan of it or not. We got to keep it up. The Michigan's Agriculture Department will provide the grant money for up to 20 farms with its emergency response funds. Out of Chicago, Rutgers report here, Michigan will offer dairy operations with bird flu up to $28,000 to work with federal and state government agencies to investigate how the virus got onto their operations, according to the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development Director Tim Boring. He said earlier this week, federal and state officials are researching several aspects of how bird flu spreads, including the possibility of respiratory spread among animals and prior infection of farm workers. In an attempt to curb further infection among animals and humans, the virus has been reported now in 102 dairy herds across 12 states since late March, according to the USDA. Three dairy farm workers have also contracted the virus. I haven't heard the details on two of them, but I know the first one that was out here in the Texas Panhandle, he got it by drinking raw milk. So I don't know about the other two. And it wasn't major. It was like had allergies in his eyes, you know, a little rub of the eyes deal. Nothing major yet. Michigan's Agriculture Department will provide the grant money to up to 20 farms from its emergency response funds, Boring said. The goal is to help with losses associated with sick animals and to cover the cost of farmers and their staff working with scientists, he added. There are some real-time economic struggles these farms are facing. The funded farmers will need to work with the state ag department and the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Services, Veterinarian Services, the APHIS, to complete investigations on their farms. They will also need to participate in other dairy herd studies related to the outbreak and bird flu research efforts by the state's Department of Health and Human Services, if applicable, the state agency said in a statement. Bourne said the state has seen strong participation in testing from farmers with herd infections. The USDA said last month it would provide financial support for farmers who test their milk and cattle for the virus. In a press briefing on June 13, federal officials said 11 farms had signed up for the elements of the federal support program. There you have it. So we'll see what goes on through that. Let's see here. Let's talk a little bit about Lake Optimum up in the Panhandle. First, Let's see here. Where's my tab at? So I looked a little history up on the lake, and all you guys up there in the panhandle of Oklahoma up in that area already know what the deal is. Lake Optimum is perhaps the biggest failure in the Corps of Engineers' long history of building reservoirs. It took 10 years of planning and construction to build the dam at the cost of about $50 million. Panhandle leaders had been pushing for a large lake for decades before that. It was supposed to provide flood control and a supply of drinking water to several communities and attract millions of campers, water skiers, and anglers. Lake Optimum did none of those. It never filled up. So what killed it? The Oklahoma Panhandle took the brunt of the Dust Bowl of the 1930s. The dirt storms were devastating, but so was the occasional flooding of the Beaver River. Also known, I wonder where that point is, also known as the North Canadian further down the stream. Where, somebody text in to me, 580-225-9697. Where is that point where it changes from the Beaver River to the North Canadian? It's an interesting fact to know. Anyway, farmers responded to the Dust Bowl by changing the way they grew crops, says Guymon City Councilman Kim Peterson. This article is back in 2013, so I'm not sure he's still there as a councilman. When we would have rains, there would be runoff that settled down in the rivers, Peterson said. Water conservation practices for farming, such as terracing and no-till farming, were put into place after the Dust Bowl days. These measures help keep precious rainwater in the ground. It doesn't run down the creeks and draws into the river like it used to, he says, so it would take quite the climate change for the place to ever fill up. But that's not the only reason that the lake never filled up. The source of the Beaver River is vast underground Ulagalla Aquifer, which reaches into 8 western states. Agriculture and population growth in part of the country meant more pressure on the aquifer, dropping its water level and reducing the river to little more than a trickle. The result is a massive 3-mile earthen dam and flood control gate that serves practically no purpose. What's left of the lake now is a large muddy puddle with about 6 inches deep right at the bottom of the dam. So anyway, the lessons of the lake, more farmers and new farming practices conspired to doom the reservoir, they said. So why didn't the lawmakers who fought the project and the engineers who built it see this failure coming? Ed Rosman, planning breach chief for the Corps of Engineers Tulsa District, says if construction on the dam had been finished in 1968, instead of 1978, the lake would have filled up. Between 1937 and 1966, there was averages of 32.2 cubic feet per second, Rosman says. In that period, between 1977 and 1986, that was down to 7 cubic feet per second. So basically, the flows in the river changed. The problem was the Corps used historical climate data to determine the best spot to build the dam. Rosman said the data was wrong by the time the construction was completed. If the relationship between groundwater and surface water was better understood there, things might have been different. Now the Corps knows that a connection between aquifers and the streams and the rivers they feed, and it does things way different now. All the federal agencies right now are looking at climate variability and asking for the question, if we had what we've experienced over the past 50 years or so going to be the good predictor for the future. Anyway, so if you get on the Oklahoma Mezzanet page and they put our man yesterday below Fort Supply Lake. Okay, cool. Thank you. Appreciate it. I guess that's where it changes, at Fort Supply Lake. And okay, so yesterday when the Oklahoma Mezzanet was reported on the 1,000-year rainfall in the panhandle of Oklahoma, note, the 100 or the 1,000 year rainfall event doesn't mean it happens every 1,000 years. And I know there's a lot of people out there that think that. But rather, there's a 0.1% chance, that's 1 in 1,000, of it happening in any given year. That's what that means. It doesn't mean it's only going to happen one time every 1,000 years. It means there's 1 in 1,000 chance of it actually happening any given year. It's based on probability, not historic records from 1,000 years ago. Because guess what? We didn't have computers back then. And they probably didn't have pencils back then. So they weren't keeping records. Check out the ticker for the deets. But Mother Nature went nuts on Hooker, Goodwell, Beaver last night. Goodwell's total hit their 1,000-year rainfall mark. And Hooker broke their all-time daily rainfall record in less than 3 hours. And so, anyway, I was reading some of the responses. Of course, it was on Lake Optimum. And let me get him up here. He said, this one guy says, I'm headed to Lake Optimum today. It should be enough runoff for a couple hours of boating. So, anyway, the response from the Oklahoma Mesonet was, hopefully they mowed it before it rained. And then Grant Freeman, hope he doesn't mind me saying his name, he took a picture before the rain, or yesterday, I guess. Anyway, it wasn't muddy or nothing. He said, this is Lake Optimum this evening from the south side looking north at the dam. I don't think the Beaver River has hit it yet because the water looks pretty clean still, planning to go back. So I messaged him on Messenger and to see, but he was going back tonight. So maybe I can get some pictures on it. It looks like a grown-up lake is what it looks like. So anyway, pretty sad deal about Lake Optimum, and I just can't imagine they can't get any kind of good use out of that thing. So anyway, all right, let's take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. When we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report from Monday, June 17th. 1,233 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 453 brought 321. 9 at 609 brought 292. 8 at 666 brought 288. 5 at 905 brought 237. 17 at 909 brought 237. 4 at 951 brought 227. 23 at 952 brought 229. 4 head of heifers at 286 brought 353. 12. 3 at 583 brought 229. 28. 5 at 667 brought 242. 13 at 787 brought 238. 56 at 852 brought 229.10. 50 at 985 brought 212. Butcher cows were 137 to 178. Butcher bulls brought 52 to 154. Bred cows were 1350 to 2650. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Hey everyone, this is JJ Quibido at No Limit Land Management and Excavation. At No Limit Land Management and Excavation, we are proudly veteran-owned. We deliver top-tier forestry mulching, land clearing, and excavation services across Oklahoma. We leverage advanced technology, including our FECON Fusion machine, to ensure projects are completed with efficiency and faster than our competition. Our comprehensive offerings include terrace building, pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation, all performed with the highest level of professionalism and precision. We are committed to excellence and reliability, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. We are locked and loaded and ready to get your land cleared, regardless if it is cedars, elms, cottonwood, mesquite, or any other invasive trees. We can help you clear up your pastures for grazing or get your land ready to build. Give No Limit Land Management and Excavation a call at 580-303-8479. We do not give bids over the phone. That number again is 580-303-8479.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, I got a lot of comments on the lake up north. We'll share them here in a minute. First, let us do your ag weather update for the Hobart Farm and Garden ag weather update. Who do I pick today? Let's go with Altus. I don't know why I was thinking about Altus. Let me refresh this. The other day I did this and it was 6 degrees off. It's the same. Altus, 82 degrees, feels like 86, dew point 71, humidity 70. The winds are calm, 44/100ths of an inch in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 84 degrees, sunset at 8:53, 20% slight chance of rain showers. 88 for a high today. Looks like you're going to make it. And 72 and mostly cloudy tonight, partly sunny, and 93 tomorrow with light winds out of the south-southeast at 6 to 12 miles an hour tomorrow. So that is your deal. All right, let's go to, well, I got a text message I want to share with you guys. It says, well, one of my listeners says, a good friend of mine lives and owns land around Optimum. He says, water has never touched the dam since they built it. They also took some of his grandpa's land by eminent domain, and they can't get it back. A bunch of, figures. Anyway, see here. Some of the people says, thanks, interesting. Have lots of friends up there around the lake. Wouldn't matter if it filled up in 1968. It would have went dry in 2011 through 2014. A lot of things went dry in those years. Beaver becomes North Canadian after it joins Wolf Creek about 3 miles northeast of Fort Supply. And it says, see here, same thing here. The Beaver Rivers is the headwaters of the North Canadian River, which is also known as the Beaver River. The North Canadian River then flows southeast through Oklahoma past Oklahoma City and joins the Canadian River in Eufaula Reservoir below Eufaula, Oklahoma. Hey, everybody's doing their homework for me today. And then let's see here. I think that's it. Anyway, all right, let's check out the current drought map that was released this morning. Looks like the drought in, and this wasn't keeping, this didn't put the rains that you guys got up in northwestern Oklahoma in the panhandle in effect. I don't think so. But anyway, it looks like the drought is expanding in the whole United States, but what's crazy is Nevada and California don't have any going on. Of course, southern New Mexico's always got red in there going most of the time, but probably about a third of southwest of West Texas and down in that area towards Galveston, all that area is expanding its drought. There's some D2, D3 going on. I don't see any D4 going on. Is that right? Did I get me out? No D4 going on anywhere in the United States right now. Kansas, two-thirds of Kansas is in either a D0, D1, or D2. Oklahoma, all of northwestern Oklahoma and the Texas, Oklahoma Panhandle, are in a D0, D1, or D2. That'll change next week with all that rainfall amount that they got going on. But here's something unusual I seen out in the Texas Panhandle. It's been clear white for quite a while. Now it's got some D0, which is a flash drought going on out there. So hopefully we have this heat wave next week, but things change and we get some more rain going on in the deal. I was reading in the Penny News, Jerry Nine's comment session that he has in there. He said there are new price limits in the cattle futures market. Feeder cattle now will be able to move $9.25 per hundredweight and fat cattle $7.50 per hundredweight. This is way too much, according to Jerry. This will get a lot of cattlemen nervous and cause them to make the decisions that are not good for them. The following day, if a limit move up or down in the market plus 50% or more to give it back, give it more, it can give packers, retailers, or large speculators a huge tool to change the tempo with one big day's move. Thus, some bankers will get very nervous and insist clients make his move after a drastic down day. $5 is plenty. Then let people think about it overnight and not make them this an extremely volatile tool. What do you guys think about that? Anyway, that's going on. Also, I got a couple things to discuss on what's going on with our company, Paragon, KCO, Cool, KDS, everybody. Anyway, starting tonight, and it'll be tomorrow night too, the same times, live on KECO, 7 to 9 p.m., will be the Rotary Radio Auction. Thousands of dollars worth of merchandise are to be auctioned, minimum starting bid of 50%. There's a list, and you can get this list on our Facebook page, and starting June 18th, final, yeah, it's on there. Yeah, it got put on there day before yesterday. So it's on the KECO Facebook page. I'll just name off a couple of the things that they're auctioning off. Looks like Gary McGinn, power of attorney for a couple or a single, one or two, will and testimony, you know, just a testament for a couple or a single, medical power of attorney, some lawyer fees, in other words. And then we got some Elk City Golf Pro Shops, got a one-year golf range membership, El Patio, Davis Printing, Jim Mason Custom Woodworking, a wooden student desk with drawer and chair. That's pretty cool. And then 1 year membership to Arrowhead Stadium. Arrowhead Stadium. I'm not in Kansas City no more. Arrowhead Center. And then some Great Plains. Got some medical stuff going on. But anyway, there's all kinds of stuff on this deal. Support your radio auction coming up. At 7 to 9 p.m. Tonight and again tomorrow night. And then also coming up, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, our world-famous KECO Open, brought to you by One Source and Arc Energy, and all kinds of things going on. Next Friday, 3:30, meet for a horse race. 4 o'clock, horse race begins. 7:30, players party and dinner. And then the charity players auction comes on, support the Red Knights. That's for 8:30. And then it all starts Friday. Also, I hear word, I got through the grapevine, a little bit of stuff coming through the grapevines. If you're playing in the Oilman's Tournament, you better get your money in if you want to play. So anyway, get your money in if to the Oilman's Tournament. You know who you got to pay to get that going on. So anyway, okay. I had one other thing going on here. There's too much going on here for me. I wanted to talk to you guys about this because this is a question I get asked a lot. The laws of each state all dictate how you can sell your beef direct to a customer. So I've seen this in the the Cow-Calf Corner, and I wanted to share it with you if you hadn't subscribed to the Cow-Calf Corner email. Facing tight margins, many producers may be considering marketing alternatives. One option has increased in popularity since the COVID-19 pandemic is selling direct to consumers. When you sell directly to consumers, it's a big change. You are no longer selling livestock, an agriculture commodity. You are marketing beef, packaged food product. This may seem like a small difference, but feeding out or grazing longer cattle for slaughter and selling beef to the end customer adds complexities to your cow, calf, or stocker operation. Plus, the end consumer may have certain expectations or preferences for the beef consumed by their family. One of the first steps in considering this direct-to-consumer beef sales is understanding the different types of meat inspection. Custom exempt may be the easiest option to start with. That's what I do. And but anyway, it's a great article on this, and it's in the Cow Calf Corner. Subscribe to it. Just go to OSU Extension and find and ask for to get on the email. But it's, I'm going to discuss this more in detail tomorrow because it's not long, but it's so many different things. So there's laws. Texas is different than Oklahoma also. So anyway, we'll talk about it again tomorrow. And so you guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, America. God bless you.